Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. All right. I am so excited to have Becky here with us today. Becky is a dear friend of mine, and she has lots of wonderful information for us when it comes to marketing our books. So welcome, Becky.
Hello, Melissa. I'm so happy to be here. You know, I love talking to you. So this is just a little bonus for me that we get to have this conversation.
It is. Yes. Could you just tell us a little bit about how you became a digital marketing mentor?
Yeah, well, I would not have envisioned this for myself 7 or 8 years ago, for sure. I was the person who was intimidated by marketing. So my background is originally in writing and publishing books. I'm a nonfiction author, but I'm traditionally published. I have 4 books on the shelves, and I realized several years ago that there was a trend happening among authors, Christian authors in particular, where we had a lot of pressure behind us to publish the books, grow the audience. Whether you are traditionally published or self-published, a lot of the onus falls to the author to grow your readership, to increase your platform and your presence, and to do all the things, to sell all the books. And that costs time and money. And what I was recognizing is a lot of really talented authors and speakers were quitting because they didn't have the knowledge, the finances, or the energy to figure out how to grow their audiences and their influence and their marketing themselves. So I ended up teaming up with a few other partners at the time, a few other authors who are still dear friends of mine. And we just decided to create this guide. We called it the Ministry to Business Guide. And it was a 90-page digital download all about how to generate revenue from your content for Christian content creators, for ministry leaders, speakers, authors, bloggers, podcasters. And this guide, we ended up selling over $100,000 worth of it. It was only a $29 product. And we sold, I don't know, a few thousand, 4,000 copies within 3 to 6 months. I'm just trying to remember exactly how it went. And I also have been trained previously in running Facebook ads and creating an appropriate funnel for a digital product. And then when I put into practice what I had learned with this guide, and it just was a huge success, I realized there is something to this, because now we had proven that a sales funnel for a digital product works and generated revenue that for anyone in this industry can keep them afloat, so that now there's this foundation of income that can enable them to pay for the marketing, to, you know, maybe even hire somebody else to do the social media, and then to continue on in the industry. So we just did not want to see more beautiful Christian voices silenced by the burden of the costs and the time involved in the marketing. So that just led to me creating more products and generating more success until I realized I was in a position to coach other people on this. And we actually started a coaching group off of that original team. And now I run the business myself. I'm still dear friends with the partners, but they're off doing their own things. And they said, you know what, Becky, this is really your thing. You really love this, and you've got a knack for the digital marketing. So take it and run with it. And I have ever since. And it's been such a blessing, because by teaching other Christian creators how to repurpose their content into a product that they can sell and generate recurring revenue, essentially the work that I do gets to lift up other creators and keep them from quitting. That's why I'm so passionate about it.
And
it was accidental. I'll tell you that. I learned as I went.
I will say your passion shines through because I started in your sales funnel club.
Yeah.
And then moved into your mentorship. And I will say I was one of those that was ready to quit.
Yep.
Because I had spent almost 3 years trying to find my way into making the business profitable. Definitely you have a passion for it, and it spills out to everyone else, and it's just so encouraging. So
thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
That encourages me. So thank you. I'm glad to hear that that's how you received it, because I really just love to help people, and I believe in the power of content to change lives, and we need really more positive voices out there sharing content, whether it's nonfiction or fiction, or whether it's speakers or podcasters. We need faith-based voices out there in this world.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. I think people are ready for the truth. We've been in such a state of confusion for so long.
Yes.
We need to get out there.
Yeah.
So I know you really focus on digital products, but I also feel like those strategies that you've taught me can be used to help authors sell their novels. So can you just maybe kind of share a little bit how authors might apply those strategies so they don't feel salesy? Because I feel like a lot of authors, we tend to be introverts, and it feels awkward to be like, hey, I wrote a book, you might want to buy it, you know?
It does. I know. Yeah. And it's funny when we talk about feeling salesy, and you and I have had these conversations, right, Melissa? But selling anything is first and foremost about sharing solutions, right? It's about giving people access to blessings. So a lot of selling and marketing has to do with flipping the script on ourselves, right? So if you know that your book is going to bless other people, right? It's going to either encourage them, or it's going to edify their faith, or it's going to just give them a reason to smile. Even if your books are pure entertainment, there's joy in that, right? There's joy in that. So we've got to treat the things that we sell as a blessing that we should not be keeping to ourselves. Marketing is simply the way of sharing with people the thing we have that God has given us that we are not meant to keep to ourselves. So really, at the core, sales is about serving other people. It's not about gaining for ourselves. So if we really start to look at sales and marketing a different way and realize it's about serving other people, then we can start to engage and even kind of get excited about it. So no matter the methods, and we could talk about methods in a minute, but no matter the methods that you're using to market your books, whether you're salesy or not salesy, it's not a matter of the fact that you're selling something. It's a matter of respecting your customer and respecting yourself and the call that God has placed on your life, really inviting someone to purchase the fruit of your calling. That's not salesy. It's good stewardship. It's good stewardship of what God has asked you to do. And we can go to scripture and see all the reasons why the worker deserves her wages, says his wages, but applies to us girls, right? And all the reasons that it is honorable to exchange a fair price for a product or a good or a service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our attitude toward it really needs to be one of excitement that I get to share something that will be a blessing to someone that God has called me to serve. And if I don't, I am denying the opportunity God has given me to make a difference in somebody's life. So does it feel scary? Yes, it feels scary if we make it about us. But if we make it about sharing what God has given us to provide to others to make a difference in their lives, that's exciting. Think about it this way, Melissa. I think of it sometimes in terms of if I make a batch of cookies, right? And they are delicious, and God has given me the ability to create those cookies. I'm not going to keep them to myself. It would not be healthy for me to keep them all to myself. Right? So I want to share them. I want to give them to my children, right? And it's no different, really, when we talk about a book. God has given you the ability to create this book that's going to bless somebody. It's going to make somebody smile. I don't want to keep that to myself. And when it's not about me, I'm not saying, look at these awesome cookies I baked. I'm saying, you guys, don't you love cookies? Have a cookie, right?
Yes.
It's no longer about us. And so the strategies that I use for digital products apply absolutely across the board to physical products and physical books. And you know, Melissa, largely what I teach on is using a systematic process called a sales funnel in order to introduce people to your book, get them captivated by it, get them interested in you, and then naturally convert to a sale for your book. So it has to do with introducing yourself as an author or introducing your book to an audience through a variety of methods. Let's just say it's a lead magnet. So a lead magnet might be a sign up form that says, if you want to get the first chapter of my book, sign up and get the first chapter of my book. You get them hooked. And then now you can say to those subscribers, here's where you can get the rest of the book. And then you send them occasional emails on a regular basis that talks to them about your characters or what you're thinking about working on next, or just building a relationship with your readers. And we do that through one of my favorite methods, which is email marketing. And all of it eventually builds a community of people who support you as an author and can't wait to read your work. So those are the strategies that we use. But again, the attitude about salesy or not salesy has to be that switch that we flip in our own brains that says, this is something that God has allowed me to share versus it's all about me. And people are going to look at me and say, why are you selling me something? It's a blessing to be able to share the fruit of your calling.
Yes, I love the way you flip that message, because you're right. And I've heard it many times in the industry, too. It's all about your reader. Who are you writing for and why and how are you serving them? So it kind of all ties together.
It's never about us, right? It's never about us. And I actually had a thought, and I'm working with a friend right now. She and I have a book proposal out, considering working on a devotional together. And she has said to me, I don't want my name on the book. I don't even want my name on the book. I just want others to be blessed by it. And I thought that that's pure, right? Like, it's not about me, because it's not. It's about what has God enabled me to do with this message. Mm-hmm. And when we can put that out and bless somebody, you know, think about it. What would you do if your name were not on the book? Would you be unafraid to share it with other people? By putting your name on the book, you are simply saying, look at what God has allowed me to do. God has gifted me to do this and enabled me, allowed me to do this. And I am celebrating and saying, God is the one who's allowed me to do this. And now here's where, you know, people want to know who the author is so that they can learn to know who you are and trust what you're having to say. There's a lot to say about understanding the source of the material that you're reading. But if your name weren't on the book, would you be happy to share it? Should be no different than if your name is on the book.
Yes.
Because it's never about you.
Yeah. No, I agree. So I love these conversations with you, Becky. They're always encouraging, and I always pick a little something new out of it too, right? A little nugget.
I'm so glad.
So what are your top three marketing tools?
Well, you must be so tired of hearing me talk about this, Melissa, since you've been in my mentorship program. But I have some favorites, right? And so for me, I really lean heavily into automated sales funnels. But there are a few tools that I use to get people to drive traffic, I guess, to the entry point of my funnel. So a funnel is just the journey that you take a customer through in order to discover your product and purchase it. But how do I get people interested in my funnel or learning about my business? For me, the top three are really email marketing, partner marketing, and then I would say right now it's kind of a toss-up between webinar marketing and ads. I do still believe in paid ads, but I don't believe it's the place to start. For those of you who are just starting to market or haven't generated enough return from your author career yet to be able to reinvest some of that money. So I do believe in ads, but I'd say it's a second step. So for me, I lean heavily into the marketing methods that are free. So that means for me, email marketing is simply keeping a relationship going with your subscribers, your readers, and telling them about what you have to offer, building that relationship. Partner marketing is finding other people who serve a similar audience to yours, but don't have a competing product. Or it could be other authors who love to read historical fiction. And so great, share each other's audiences, because those kinds of readers are voracious readers and they want more material. So why can't you share each other's materials? It's not a competition, right? If I know I like a certain type of author, a friend will recommend a certain author, great, I'll devour all those books and then I want more like it. And so as authors, you can find a community of other authors and you can cross promote each other's books. So that's partner marketing. And then a webinar is a tool that's simply, you know, and again, for authors, it's not necessarily the same as it is for you and me as coaches. Mm-hmm. But a webinar is just going to be an opportunity to tell people in a 30 to 60 minute video about something that you, as a problem you can solve for them. And it leads them to understand that they might want to work with you at a deeper level. So those are the three marketing strategies. But now if we're talking about tools as in platforms, I want you to tell me, Melissa, what are your favorites? Your favorite technology tools, because I know that you work a lot with your own clients and determining what are the right tools for them. So if we're talking tools as in technology tools, what are your favorites? And then I'll tell you mine.
Oh, okay. Well, for email lists and my newsletter, I love ConvertKit. And I think it's a great place to start when you don't even have a list, because it's free until you get up to 1,000 subscribers. Well, yeah. It takes a while to get up to 1,000. So you can really build a lot. But they have, you know, I think you use ConvertKit as well, right?
I do. And I love ConvertKit.
I mean,
so many capabilities for email lists. Yep.
Yes. And it's even great, I think, if you're not ready to start your author website, that you can go ahead and create a landing page for people to sign up for your newsletter without ever having an author website.
Yep.
And you can go ahead and get that started.
And like you said, low cost, like low barrier to entry, because until you have a certain number of subscribers, they don't even charge you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use Squarespace for my website and I like it. It's easy to use. I tried WordPress because everyone says authors need a WordPress website.
Yeah. It's harder to use.
It is harder to use. I spent a ton of money on it, worked on it for 6 months, and I'm not kidding you, Becky, I didn't get one page built, and I ended up in tears.
I understand.
Just in tears. And I said, I need something easier. And yes. Squarespace also, for us, you know, like I do sell courses and digital products and things, and they have all that built in for that piece as well. And Canva, those would be my top three.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to agree with you on those top three, with the exception of you use Squarespace, I use Kajabi.
Yes.
So, and I will say Kajabi also has the ability, it is a website tool, but it also is a tool that you could use to house online courses, to create sales pages, build a sales funnel. I love Kajabi for a lot of reasons. Again, it might be a little overkill for someone who just has an author website. So if as an author, you're not also selling digital products or courses, Kajabi might be a little too much, but it just depends on what you want to offer and how you want to offer it. But Kajabi also has a very, very sufficient email function. But I, as you know, Melissa, I was so tied to ConvertKit before I even got Kajabi, which has been years ago now, but I've had ConvertKit for years and years. And I'm so tied to it, all of my automations, all of my, you know, my segments and my tags, and that to recreate that in Kajabi would be a huge project. So fortunately, Kajabi and ConvertKit integrate seamlessly together. So the two of them work together. I do still have my email function in ConvertKit, but everything else in Kajabi. But I don't think I could live a day without Canva in my work. But I use it all the time, and I've learned to love it. But I've been using Canva since I was a blogger. So that is, you know this, but that was my I am one of the original mommy bloggers from the early blogging days. And so I spent 10 years posting one blog post every week. And at the back in the day, Canva was fairly new, and we were all using Canva to create images for our blog posts. And I look back at some of my old ones, and they're so terrible, Melissa. They're so bad. And so I can imagine in another 10 years, I'll look at what I'm creating today and say, oh yeah, I thought that was good. But it's such a great tool to use, and it's so fun. Even my daughter loves to use it just for fun. We make, you know, just to make whatever. I just made a poster for the High School Music Fest, because I'm in charge of the fundraising basket. So I just made a huge poster in Canva that says, here's our fundraising goal. And I had it printed at Walgreens, and it looks fantastic. You can use Canva for so many things.
Oh, yes.
Not just for your author career, but, you know, for the band fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
So use it.
Yes. Yeah. I think I loved Kajabi too, by the way. And Squarespace also has a built-in email system.
Oh, it does now.
It does.
Didn't always. Okay.
It didn't.
Good.
But the thing with Squarespace is if you're looking for easy, quick, I can put up a website I think it's the best choice that you can grow with, because what they do, like Kajabi's kind of all upfront, everything together, right?
Yes.
When you go to pay for it.
Yeah. You get everything all at once. Yep.
Yeah. Whereas Squarespace is, you only pay for what you want. So like if you just want a website, it's, you know, this much. If you want to pay for the email service, it's this much.
It's add-ons.
They're add-ons. Now, I will say, caution you that the add-ons can add up to more than what it costs to have a Kajabi or a WordPress site. So you have to be careful with that. But
that's interesting to note. And I am following, I'm tracking with what you said about 6 months on WordPress. WordPress is actually built for programmers originally. And then when so many people got into the space and WordPress became the standard for bloggers, it just hasn't kept up with the ease of use that a lot of the all-in-one tools now offer. So it's not a DIY tool the way Squarespace or Kajabi is meant to be a DIY tool. Mm-hmm. And so I spent 2 weeks trying to build my first course in WordPress. And then I finally bit the bullet and I grabbed Kajabi and I finished in 2 days what it had taken me 2 weeks to figure out in WordPress. Yep. So I completely am tracking with that. It's just a matter of, is it a DIY type tool or is it really more for better suited for having a web designer in your back pocket, you know?
Yeah. So since we're talking about, you know, marketing here, would you suggest that authors invest in marketing or business training?
I'm going to say yes to that, not just because I am a marketing coach. And you know that, right?
Yes,
And if they're going to invest in marketing or business training, yes. And if your jam is historical Christian fiction, then you absolutely have to work with Melissa. That's and I, you know that you didn't pay me to say that. So
I didn't.
Well, here's why. Yes, here's why. Anytime you're selling a product, you are a business person. A book is a product. You run a business as an author. It's the authors who don't understand the business side that will have a harder time succeeding as an author, because in the end, it's about how many books can you sell. If you mean to make a career out of writing books, if you just want to do it for yourself as a personal hobby, then absolutely write a book to your heart's content and don't worry about marketing or business training. But if you are writing for people to read, if you're writing because you believe God has called you to serve people, to serve readers, then you do have to wear a business hat. You have to learn some even basic business training. You have to invest in understanding marketing and how to get the word out there about your book. Otherwise, your book will sit on a shelf and it will never achieve the potential that it has to impact people's lives. And I can say this from a unique perspective now, Melissa. I don't remember if I've shared with you, but I actually have just recently come on board Author Conservatory, which is a program for college-age students. It's a college alternative program for primarily fiction authors. And I've come on board as a business coach for them. And it's so cool. These young authors who really have a passion for writing. Again, you know, it's primarily for students in that age set. And they have a writing track where you learn how to write. And then there's a business track because you cannot separate the two. And that's where I fall is in the business track. And Author Conservatory, as you also understand, recognizes that if in order to sell a book, you have to be a business. And so learning business and having business and marketing training is as important as learning how to write a really dynamite book. Because without the business and marketing training, you will not get that book into the hands of the people who need it.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know you have a lot to say on that as well, because it's why you do what you do
as
a writing coach, right? You don't teach just how to write. You're teaching how do you sell that book. And that is key. It's key.
Yes. And I think I told you it's because the first book I published, I self-published, I fell flat on my face because I just thought once it's out there, people just want to buy it, right? I mean, I was very naive. I had no idea how to market my book. And I thought, well, if I can put stuff together and help people avoid that, That's really my goal. So
yes, to help other people not walk down the same pitfalls that we've fallen into ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's one of the greatest advantages to working with a business coach or a marketing coach, a writing coach, because those people will be able to, you, Melissa, I know, are able to help people avoid the same traps that you fell into just because you didn't know better. Right.
Right.
And so our clients essentially benefit from our own mistakes without having to make them themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's priceless. That's why I have hired coaches in the past. I continue to hire coaches. I'm working with a sales coach right now, just as I expand my own work into some programs that I've not sold a higher ticket coaching program before. And now that I offer one, I want to learn what are best practices for marketing that type of program. So I have a coach. I truly believe good coaches continue to be coached. Good authors continue to learn not just how to be good writers, but also how to become good business people, because that's ultimately what it's about. And that's why the publishing industry is an industry.
Yeah.
Because without sales, nobody gets the books in their hands and nobody gets the transformation that your book provides. So again, it's not about the money. It is about the difference you make in people's lives with your product. But marketing is the necessary channel that you have to go through in order to supply people with the calling, the fruit of your calling that God has placed on your heart.
Yes. Yes. Amen. We get
amen.
Oh, goodness. I just, how can our listeners connect with you? I mean, I've kind of shared a little bit about what you offer and different things, but I would love for you to just kind of share out the different things that you offer and how they might get connected to you. By the way, I'll just put a plug in. You have a wonderful podcast. I listen to it every time a new one comes out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to it. That actually is really a blessing to me. So thank you. I do have a podcast. It's called the Inspired Business Podcast, and Inspired with a D. And my website is theinspiredbusiness.co. And if you go to theinspiredbusiness.co/quiz, I have a fun quiz that helps test your marketing knowledge. And based on how you score, I'm going to send you a series of 3 tips that will help you level up just to the next level of marketing based on where you are now. So everybody can grow just a little bit in the next week or two, depending on how you land in that quiz. And then I'll send you some tips. So that's the easiest way to find me, is at theinspiredbusiness.co/quiz. But I do have several ways that I work with authors and speakers and other coaches and really content creator clients. So as you mentioned, Melissa, I have a member group called the Funnel Club, which it has authors and speakers and podcasters and coaches inside of it. These are primarily faith-based writers and speakers. So that's the core of what I do, is the inspired business, meaning your work is inspired by God. So we work together to get the really kind of a foundational understanding of digital marketing, sales funnels, how to set up a marketing system that enables you to grow your audience as you also gain sales. And in that group, we have coaching calls and we have just great community in there, and people are cheering one another on. And I'm available inside of a Facebook group with the Funnel Club, really meets inside of a Facebook group. Ask any questions, and it's like a help desk. I pop in and I'll answer all of your questions. And then I also have a more personalized, more intensive program, which you also mentioned, Melissa, called the Mentorship. The Inspired Business Mentorship is my newest program, just launched last August. And that is a 12-week intensive program where I walk a content creator from idea to completed product to fully built automated sales funnel, and then a long-term marketing plan that helps set you up for success in this digital marketing online space, so that by the time you graduate, I'm saying with air quotes, graduate from that program, you don't actually have to wear a cap or anything, but you eventually wrap up your 12 weeks, you will have the knowledge to replicate that process now for every new book that you write or every new product that you create. And you'll know how to continue to grow your business through those marketing principles so that you can generate that floor of income that gives you the freedom to write the next book, for example. So those are primarily the 2 ways now that I am coaching. Also, like you said, my podcast, I love doing my podcast. Don't you just love doing your podcast, Melissa?
I do.
It's a chance to talk to people and serve people for free, because my heart is still to have a way for people to learn without having to pay for it. And then I have this lower priced membership group. I love to welcome new people into the membership group. And then for people who really want to accelerate at a faster pace and have more personalized one-on-one type of assistance, that's what the mentorship is for. So, and I just have a great time doing it. Love to meet new authors and speakers and content creators. We're all in this together when it comes down to it. We all really want the same purpose, which is to grow the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And I love that you do that so well with the work that you do. And I just appreciate you so much.
Well, thanks. I do. I appreciate you, because I will tell my listeners, you definitely want to follow Becky's podcast.
I've done
everything. I've done the podcast, the quiz, the funnel club, and the mentorship. And I cannot tell you how thankful I am that God connected us. And I've connected with other creators. So if you're someone that's thinking, oh, I just maybe want to get connected with other people, the funnel club, I've done partnerships out of that as well.
I'm so glad. You're well loved in there, you know. You're very well loved in the funnel club.
Becky, I am just, again, I'm just so thankful we got to sit down and chat.
Me too.
And, I highly encourage everyone to just go check Becky's podcast and website out. You'll definitely walk away. Her quiz is wonderful, by the way. I'm glad I didn't take it till after I was in the mentorship. So I scored pretty well.
You got genius level. I'll bet you
that's
did.
Right. But I still got tips from you that I was like, oh, so
oh, good.
Yeah, it was
good.
Great.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, this has just been delightful. And thank you for inviting me to be on your podcast. I don't take it lightly. I know this is precious time that you're sharing with your audience. So just thank you for inviting me in. Just always, always happy to talk with you, because you know I love you very much.
I love you too, Becky. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.